Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program, and all this week we're looking at Romans 8, 12 through 17. In our last two programs, we focused on putting to death the deeds of the body as recorded in verses 12 and 13, and today we're going to be looking at being led by the Spirit. Because Paul says in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." And so he's teaching us here that if you want to know truly that you belong to the Lord, then you need to be one that is led by the Spirit of God. Now, it's extremely important to understand what it means to be led by the Spirit in light of the context of Romans chapter 8. Many people throw that term around to be led by the Spirit means, well, the Spirit told you to go over there and witness to this person or to go do this or go do that. And the Bible does teach that the Holy Spirit does those things. But in the context of what Paul is talking about, he's primarily talking about leading us in a life of holiness, leading us in the area of sanctification. Because verse 14 starts with the word for or because. That means he brings it back to what he has just said. No one just walks up to you and says for and then gives you a sentence or because. They say something, then they say, well, because of all that I've told you, this is what takes place. And so Paul's doing the same thing in verse 14. So we need to link up verse 14 of being led by the Spirit of God with what he has taught us about sanctification, of putting to death the deeds of the body in verses 12 and 13. And it makes a lot of sense when you look at it that way, where he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. And this leading here in the context primarily relates to sanctification, and more specifically in the Holy Spirit helping us to put the deeds of the body to death, that we'd live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. We'd live a life of holiness as well as one that's directed and guided and governed by the Holy Spirit. And Paul says, as many as those that are happening to, those are the ones that are truly the sons of God. So it gives evidence, confirms that we truly belong to the Lord. So within the Scripture, in order to be assured of salvation, it's not just a matter of saying, well, I have a belief, because James tells us that even the devil believes, but yet he shudders. And so it's not just belief in the sense that, well, I believe in God or I believe in Jesus Christ. There needs to be evidence of that belief, because faith without works is dead. And now Paul communicates the same idea that if you really want to confirm that you are a child of God or a son of God, then you need to be one that is led by the Spirit of God. Now, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Well, it's a general term. It means God leading you to do what is right. That may mean to worship Jesus, to pray for others, live holy lives, understand the Word of God, love others, love the Lord, love your enemies, pray for them, having victory over the flesh, sharing the gospel, to repent when we do wrong, to pray, to worship God, or a myriad of other ways that the Spirit of God would lead you to do what is right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. And those that are experiencing that, those are the ones that are truly the sons of God. Now, it's important to understand, I'm not saying this makes you a son of God, but this confirms that you are a child of God. Another important point to understand on this subject is that every person who is justified, who has the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, is also sanctified or being sanctified by the Lord. Nowhere will you find in Scripture someone that is justified, has the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, that does not demonstrate a life of sanctification. That's what Paul is saying here, that those that are under no condemnation from Romans 8 and verse 1, those are also the same ones, the very same ones that are being led by the Spirit into a life of holiness. You cannot separate the doctrines of justification and sanctification like that. As Hodge put it, when you do that, you are dividing Christ asunder. Because the one that God justifies, he also sanctifies. So if you want confirmation that you're truly a child of God, first of all, you have to have the right Jesus, the right faith in the right person, but then also in your lifestyle, see the evidence of being led by the Spirit of God. Now, how does this leading of the Spirit of God take place? Well, probably, if you're like me, it often comes where God is bending or changing my will, where I may want to do something that is contrary to things of God, but then the Spirit of God comes in and begins to work on my heart, on my will, and soften it so that I would submit to him and be led by him. And I have found it interesting that this word to be led here is the same word that is used to describe the leading of a donkey. And oftentimes that's the way we are led by the Lord. Sometimes we're resistant, but yet the Spirit of God continues to work and draw, and we submit to his plans. I think externally, he also leads by the Word of God. by giving us understanding of Scripture. Have you ever had the experience where you are reading through a portion of Scripture, and you may have read that Scripture 10, 20, maybe even 100 times, but then something stands out that God is speaking to you on, that God's giving you understanding about? That's also the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because we see in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and verse 27, these words, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." And verse 27 also says, "But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it's taught you, you will abide in him." So the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God, gives us understanding, and that's one of the main ways that he leads us, is through giving us understanding of Scripture. That may come also in the form of a sermon where a pastor is giving out the Word of God and the Spirit of God is speaking to you, giving you understanding of how to apply that portion of Scripture to your life. So externally, he leads us by the Word of God. Internally, he leads us by the Holy Spirit, by speaking to us in that small, still voice of what is pleasing to him and what he desires to take place. We also see that the Holy Spirit gives us understanding of the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verses 10 through 12, where Paul says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So the Holy Spirit leads us in a life of holiness and sanctification in areas that are pleasing to the Lord, and he does so in a great way through giving us understanding of the Word of God. So externally it's through the Word, internally by the Spirit. And that internal work is, again, affecting the will, also bringing conviction that we had come to the place of repentance and turned from bad and poor decisions that would lead towards sin. Let me give you 4 points as to what it is to be led by the Spirit. First of all, it is constant and not sporadic incentives to walk in holiness. The child of God has a constant desire to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And I am so thankful for this point and for this truth. I don't have to wake up every morning and convince myself to live a life of holiness. That desire is there each and every morning that I wake up, and that is because the Holy Spirit's leading me in that direction. Not only leading me, he's indwelling me, and so that constant desire for holiness is there. So it's there one day and it's not there the next. It's constant and not sporadic. Second of all, it's an empowering and not just a pointing to the way of holiness. That truth is a difference between religion and Christianity. It's not just laws that saying, do this, this is what God wants. Not just pointing to say, this is what is holy, live this way, but it's an internal empowering from God to not just be pointed in the direction, but also to be empowered in the direction of holiness. Third, it's spiritually primarily and not just physically. And what I mean by that is primarily a life leading to holiness rather than the Holy Spirit leading you to go down to this street over here and talk with this person. In the context of Romans 8, it relates more to sanctification and not the ministry that the Holy Spirit would lead us into. The fourth point is that it is cooperative and not just the Holy Spirit takes over our will. It's not that the Holy Spirit leads us and we are passive and we are just like a puppet that we're being led in that direction where we're not involved at all or that we're not making any decision or any choices. The Holy Spirit leads and prompts, and now we need to respond to that. And thank God it's his power that's able to accomplish all things, but at the same time, we need to submit our will and our plans and our desires and our affections to what God is desiring to do. I like what B.B. Warfield says about this point. He says, "Though it is indeed the Holy Spirit who keeps us in the path and brings us at last to the goal, it is we who tread every step of the way, our limbs that grow weary with the labor, our hearts that faint, our faith that receives our sinking strength, our hope that instills new courage into our souls as we toil over the steep ascents." And so it's a cooperation with the Spirit of God. It's not just me or it's not just the Holy Spirit, but it's a blending. As the Spirit leads me, I follow. And to me, this is tremendous news, that God has not just pointed the way to holiness, but points the way, leads me in the way, and also empowers me in the way. And so I could depend, so I could trust for the continual presence of the Holy Spirit, that he is going to lead me in that direction. Now, again, Paul is not talking about perfection here. There is nobody on the face of the earth other than Jesus Christ when he was here that is always 100% of the time led by the Spirit of God. But the child of God should give some evidence of this leading towards a life of holiness. The one that God justifies, he also sanctifies. And he sanctifies by leading us by the Spirit to put to death the deeds of the body. So that there is a life of practical holiness that is evident. And when we see that and we have the right faith in the right Jesus, it confirms that we truly are sons of God, that we're truly children of God, those that have inherited eternal life and are on our way to spend eternity in the presence of God.